Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Friday, October 29th, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour. Happy Halloween Eve, which I'm not really sure it is. I'm a little confused this year because trick-or-treat comes on the 30th, but that's not Halloween. I don't think Halloween moves, so I think Halloween is still Sunday. Trick-or-treat is Saturday, so I guess maybe tomorrow is still Halloween Eve. I don't know. Whatever. In studio live tonight with Angie Evers after a week break last week, but I hope you enjoyed the special we had on from Bellefontaine, Ohio, with the pizza girl. I can't remember her name. What was her name? Brittany, I think.
Oh, yeah, Brittany.
Brittany and Mary Ellen Withrow, Ted Williams, and Angie, all that was from this past summer, but we never got a chance to play it, so last week we were at the country concert down at the Palace, so you got a chance to hear that special, and I heard a lot of people liked it, so I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, we had fun.
Well, we can say it, she's not listening. You didn't really care for the girl.
What girl?
At the pizza shop.
Oh, no, I didn't not care for her. She was fine.
Nice enough.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with her. She just reminded me. I told you, she just reminded me of somebody else.
See, it's funny because she did not remind me of that person, and I think if she had, I would have not liked her.
I didn't not like her. It was just the fact that she reminded me of
this other person. Here's what I think happened with her. I think she was a little nervous. And I think that offset her, I think, is what happened. I think she was nervous. I think she said she was nervous.
I'm sure she was nervous.
And then I started asking personal questions and...
She did not like that.
No, she didn't like that. But you know, how am I supposed to know what's going on in people's personal life?
Well, I guess you're not allowed to ask personal questions.
Apparently not.
If somebody's vaccinated or not.
Yeah, what'd you make of that? You were here when I interviewed Joe Blystone on Tuesday.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess everybody has their own opinion about everything, so, I mean...
It still puzzles me, though, why he would not answer. Because he was very forthright with his opinions on vaccination and the pandemic and how politicians have handled it. So I don't know why that question was such a thing for him. And I was saying this earlier on my show. I have asked a ton of people that during this pandemic. Mary Ellen today told me she got the booster. I didn't even have to ask on the air. I remember asking Mary Ellen if she got the shot. I remember asking the mayor if he got the shot. I remember asking Renacci if he got the shot. So I've asked Republicans and Democrats, and I'm not sure why with Blystone that was a particularly unanswerable question. And I'm surprised his people haven't prepared him better. If you're going to go on a soliloquy for 20 minutes on the pandemic, that's a common question.
Right.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, I guess maybe some people just feel uncomfortable answering that question.
It was just curious to me, and then I asked it four or five more times during the interview because I was trying to understand why he didn't want to answer. I still don't really get it. But if anybody heard it and can shine some light on that, I understand.
I mean, I guess.
I
would guess he probably is vaccinated and he just doesn't want to say it because he doesn't feel like it works. And
well, that's what a lot of... See, people feel both ways.
That would be my guess.
Some people feel he's not vaccinated and that's why he doesn't want to say it because he doesn't want people to turn on him. And then some people feel he is vaccinated and he sounds hypocritical for saying that the vaccination does not work. But that's what's so puzzling to me is he's so outspoken on his opinion about the vaccine, but he wouldn't answer if he was vaccinated. that's strange to me. See, I'm not outspoken about my opinion on the vaccine, so it shouldn't be a shock that I don't answer that question. But I don't know. It's just different. I thought that was different.
So if I ask you if you're vaccinated or not,
I would not
you're
tell
not
you.
Going to tell me?
No, because I don't want my opinion to influence other people, because a lot of people listen every day. Not that it would, but on the off chance that it would, I don't want that. And I don't want to speak one way or another about the vaccine. But if I were running for office, and if I were giving commentaries on how somebody handled the vaccination, I think I should be ready to answer that question.
Yeah. I wish they were giving $100 for a booster.
Well, yeah, anyway, phone lines are open. Anyway, as they say, 740-383-9944. All right, let's talk about some happy things. Well, Candidates Night, let's go through that real quick. You were here last night for that. What'd you make of the whole Candidates Night? Anything surprise you, not surprise you?
Oh, no, it just, I mean, I don't live in the city, so I guess none of that affects me, but it was interesting to hear their views and opinions about the city.
You know what's fascinating to me? I don't live in the city either. I don't vote for any of these people. So it doesn't bother me that they do anything or anything of that nature. My auditor is Joanne Kosotis because I live in the county, not Robert Landon or Martin Watts. I'm not in the city, so what the mayor says does not affect me. It's the commissioners. It's just city races. But we'll be on Tuesday, starting at 7:10 p.m. Angie and Sean and Mary Ellen Withrow will be live in the studio. Glenn Coble will be at Democratic headquarters. Terry Tackett will be at Republican headquarters. And Linda Sims will be down at the Board of Elections. So listen Tuesday for all the election Schmeel Schmammel. Schmeel Schmeisel.
Kerfluffle.
Kerfluffle. I think the animals are going to get wet tomorrow.
What animals?
You know that kids take animals with them when they go out and trick-or-treat?
Oh, are you just talking about the kids?
No, I wouldn't call kids animals. No, but the kids are going to get wet, too, and so are the parents who are walking them around.
Yeah, I'm really glad I'm beyond that stage with my kids.
Do you remember last year, the first year, Halloween of the pandemic, when they told people to go buy PVC pipe to send the...
Oh, yes.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And you know what? I'm not criticizing anything to do with the pandemic except that. That was the dumbest thing. Like, you were going to go out and buy PVC pipe for, what is it, an hour and a half excursion to send a Starburst to some kid's bag?
I wonder if people really did that.
Oh, I didn't see that. PVC pipe. You know, the stupid thing in that to me was that they have these trunk-or-treats all the time. It's not like they were PVC piping it at the trunk-or-treats.
No.
So why would you do that at your house?
Right.
PVC pipe. Did anybody do that last year? I mean, wasn't that the most... I don't hear that this year. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any opinions or anything on your mind, give me a buzz. I think the football season's pretty well over, so maybe we're having the football crowd back with us.
Could be. Are there any playoffs?
Probably, but I don't know if any Marion schools are involved or not.
I'm not sure. I don't really pay attention to the sports.
I was going to do some Halloween trivia tonight, but I want to find some easier questions than we had early on in the day. Well, here's an easy one. Circle this one. We still have tickets to the Wilds and Boo at the Zoo. And by the way, the zoo tickets are good through the first of the year, so pay attention to that.
Didn't you say the Wilds were about done?
Yeah, you'd have to pick those up tonight. We'd set them out on the porch before 10 o'clock if you want to go to the Wilds, because you'd have to do that before Sunday. Here you go. What actor played Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show? That movie is on, I bet, tonight somewhere. I bet it'll be on tomorrow's night somewhere. And I bet it'll be on Sunday night somewhere. That's a movie that every generation picks up kids.
I've never seen it.
No, neither have I, but I know it. I know of it. And I know this person because this person is in a lot of movies I like. Which actor played Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I did not know that the name was Dr. Frankenfurter. Frank-N-F-U-R-T-E-R. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's kind of like Grease. It picks up a generation.
Right.
You know, it just is that way. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know who played Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show? People must be asleep tonight. It's rain. Usually we get a call right off the bat. They're asleep and it's cold and chilly and...
You know, I am chilly in here. I am freezing. I have my jacket on.
It's a little cold in here.
I need a heating pad, a heating blanket, a space heater...
It's like 64 in here.
My feet are cold.
You know, I asked last week or a couple weeks ago, what is the average temperature that people keep their thermostat on in the winter? And you get a varying amount of answers for that.
Right, because some people like it warm, some people like it cold.
You know, I was going to do a kerfluffle tonight. Maybe I'll do that. And by the way, the Halloween question is still... Oh, maybe this is the answer to the Halloween question. Let's hope so. Go ahead, caller.
If nobody else is going to call in, I will. That was Tim Curry.
Tim Curry, one of the greatest actors. There are so many movies I love this man in.
He was the transsexual from Transylvania.
He was, but you know, I've never seen this movie, but I'll get... Do you know any of Tim Curry's other movies?
I knew he was in Clue.
That's one of my all-time favorites. He plays the butler in Clue. I love him in that. And do you know the other movie I love him in?
No, I can't remember. I can't think of it anymore.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Oh, see, I never seen that.
Oh, you never saw Home Alone? Yeah, he plays the guy who's running the hotel.
Oh, no, I never seen Home Alone 2, I don't think.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin's only in the first two, and it's the second one with Macaulay Culkin, where he's lost in New York.
Fan.
You're not a big Macaulay Culkin fan?
No.
You don't watch Home Alone at Christmas time?
No, I do not.
Okay. What do you keep your thermostat set at?
Around 70, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay. Well, we're below that here in the studio.
Well, you should get that space heater you used to have out.
Oh, you know, that was awful because you'd hear it humming in the background. Mm.
I heard it. You can get one of those radiator oil heaters. You could turn them things on and just let them go. Boy, they work really good on a small room like that.
Well, you know, though, sometimes it's hard to breathe. That's one of the... You have guests in here, and it's the same thing with kind of... People think you can just bring in any, you know, cleaning supply or air freshener, but a guest will come in, and they'll get sick and turn out, and you got to be very particular. It's almost like running a restaurant when you're in a radio studio.
Yeah, those radiator oil-filled heaters, I mean, those are nice.
All I know is those kerosene heaters. I didn't like those. I found it hard to breathe when you had a kerosene heater on.
Those used to burn my eyes.
Oh, I couldn't stand them. They were warm. They'd keep your house hot.
When you could afford kerosene for them.
Oh, it was awful. They had a smell to them, too.
Yeah.
When you walked in, you knew they were burning those kerosene. And I put my hand on the top of one time. It didn't...
That was hot, wasn't it?
Yeah, it didn't burn the skin or anything, but it hurt my hand for quite a few days. I was like 3 at the time.
Yeah, that's why I go with...
It wasn't last week.
I got one of those oil-filled radiator heaters. I plug it in a small room and just leave it go. I don't even mess with it.
You know, if you can get your hands warm, that usually is what you need to do.
Oh, yeah. If your hands and feet get cold, you're cold.
That's the trouble. You're right. Hey, well, we got you in. Dr. Frankenfurter.
Put Sarah in.
Put Sarah. Wonder if Sarah's... I can't believe Sarah didn't know that. She seems like a movie geek.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people that seen Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Have you ever heard her on Nate's show?
Yeah, I heard her on Nate's show.
How loving she is. And, oh, Nate, what are you and the wife doing for dinner?
Oh, yeah. Well, I get the impression she kind of treats you like a brother.
Well, something, because she certainly isn't treating me like she treats Nate.
A little brother.
Little bro. Well, you know, all I know is she gets a little furious. I think it all dates back to that fruitcake. I think she's got fruitcake stuck in her throat, and it just bothers her.
Oh, that could be.
Could be. Hey, thanks for calling.
Fruitcake in you. You're good.
Happy Halloween.
All right, you.
Dr. Frankenfurter, Tim Curry, legendary actor. Loved him in Clue. Clue's a good Halloween movie.
Never seen it.
Well, maybe I have that on DVD.
Do you?
I do. I also, one of my other, and I'm not a big fan of this guy's movies. Remember the old Ernest movies?
Yeah.
I like the Halloween one. It's called Ernest Scared Stupid, and I haven't watched it this year, and I really should, because I love that movie. It's got one of the most interesting plots for a Halloween movie. It's about trolls.
Never seen it.
Maybe I'll go home and watch that tonight. Ernest Scared Stupid. I think I have that on DVD, too. Those are the only two Ernest movies I like. I like the Halloween one, Scared Stupid, and I like the Christmas one, Ernest Saves Christmas, or whatever it's called. I think those are both fun. Okay, so we got Dr. Frankenfurter. That was Tim Curry. Well, here's one. You got a 50-50 chance of getting this one right. Is a pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable? Easy to get in the competition here. Is a pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable? Or as I like to say, pumpkin.
A pumpkin.
A pumpkin. 740-383-9944. Is a pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable? 50% chance to get this right. So if the first caller is wrong, then whoever calls right after that can get it right. 740-383-9944. So far, Sarah in the competition. And I think that's about it. So, we'll see what happens. I'm trying to think of a good kerfluffle item for tonight. And I don't know what I would do as we head into the big Halloween
season. Are you going to try to make it really hard? Or I could do the kerfluffle.
Well, I never try to make it hard.
Well, I think yours are hard.
You think?
Yes.
We must be operating on quite a delay tonight. Go ahead, caller.
Good evening. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Oh, you know, not too bad. You know, same old, same old. Sorry, I didn't make it into the studio tonight.
Well, that's okay.
I figured, you know, I'll just do a call in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's new?
Oh, you know, nothing new. Hi, Angie. How are you?
Oh, good.
Good, good. By the way, your answer is a fruit.
You're not eligible, so I can't give you the answer. I can't allow that. But if you can tell me who was Dr. Frankenfurter in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Who's that?
You've never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Isn't that a transvestite guy or something?
Well, you got something against transvestites? You're going to end up in the Dave Chappelle trouble.
Is that who it is, though? Wasn't he?
I don't really know. I mean, I think he was dressing up like a woman. I've never seen the movie.
Yeah. I mean, he's dead now.
Who's dead?
Isn't he dead?
No.
Oh, I thought he was dead. Is he transgender or whatever?
No, he's not transgender.
Oh,
but
he's just dressed up like a woman.
I think so.
Like your other pal did. What was his name?
I don't know if it was my pal. I don't know who you're talking about, though. You have to give
Dame
me a name on this one.
Dame Edna.
Oh, Dame Edna. Well, I never met Dame Edna, so I wouldn't call him my pal.
I think you interviewed him.
No. But I did. I think it's Dame Edna is a tremendous show. Because he never breaks character. He is always the woman. And he makes the people on the show refer to him as a woman. And if you ask him if he's a man, Dame Edna says no. And I think that takes a lot. That's a tremendous actor that will not break character.
Yeah. No, I never watched that movie. Have you seen it, Angie?
No. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
So what is it, guys? This movie, he dresses up like a woman.
I've never seen the movie. I just know of the movie.
Oh, then why'd you get all nasty? Oh,
You always think I'm getting nasty. I'm not getting nasty.
No, I was just wondering. I thought it was a transgender because I thought he dressed up like a woman.
I think he is. Well, but it's a movie. He's not really transgender.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he was for real. I'm saying that.
Well, if you were a transsexual, I think that'd have to be real.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I've never seen the movie, but I knew who the actor is.
Because you Googled it. I know you would have no idea who this person is.
What? Yes, I did. He played in a whole bunch of different other movies. I just logged on.
I know you logged on.
No, not on Google. I mean, I just logged on hearing you. You just asked me the question.
Okay.
What? You asked me the question, didn't you?
Well, go ahead. Who is it?
It's Tim something.
Tim something.
Yeah, I don't know the last name. I just know Tim. I think it starts with a. I don't know what last name starts with.
I've been around you for many, many years, and I don't think you could name one actor. It'd be very difficult. Especially this
one
obscure.
Actor. What do you mean one actor?
Well, like give me a movie that you know a lot of people in, and I'm going to name a character and see if you can name the actor.
Well, that's not fair.
Well, why? That's what this. And you've already said you've never seen this movie, so the fact that you would know.
I haven't seen this movie, but I haven't seen this movie.
Right. So the fact that you would know who this actor is strange to me.
Why?
Well, if you haven't seen the movie, and you're not very good at remembering actors' names.
Not this movie, but I've seen other movies.
Right. But I'm not asking about other movies.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know about this other movie.
So how'd you know who this actor's name was?
What, the Tim?
Yeah.
Well, could you just ask me who played in it?
Right, but I'm saying if you've never seen the movie, how would you know?
Oh, well, that's because if you Google his name, it brings up everybody anyway. But I didn't Google it before. I just knew a long time ago when he played it, like Clue and...
Right, but how would you know that's who it is? I never said that.
Oh,
the...
because if you Google Clue, and then it tells you the actor, it tells you what all he plays in. It doesn't matter what movie it is.
Right, but why would you Google Clue if I was asking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I just know he played in that movie. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Now, let me ask you about another person in Clue. Who? I'll give you a free one here. Who else would you know in Clue, actress-wise?
I don't know. I've never really paid attention in Clue.
But you know this guy.
Because I'm telling you, he played in Home Alone.
Uh huh.
And the third, I think it's the third, like the New York Home Alone.
Second.
Or something, whatever it was. I know it's one of them.
Right,
and he was the hotel man. And if you Google, it brings up all the movies for him.
Did you Google?
Just like if you Google Jim Carrey.
Did you Google?
It tells you all the movies he plays in.
Did you Google him?
Google what, Tim?
Yeah.
No, I didn't Google Tim.
Well, that's what I'm confused. I'm asking you how you knew, and you're saying, well, if you Google, and I'm saying, well, did you Google?
Because I looked that up a long time ago when I was, like, Home Alone and all that. Like, if you look up Home Alone, it brings up all the actors on there.
Right.
And then it brings up all the movies that person played in it. Try that. Do it right now.
Well, but I'm saying, I'm asking you, how did you get this answer without Googling?
Because he played in Home Alone and stuff. And it tells you he played in that movie before.
Which movie?
Huh? The movie you're asking.
Well, what's the name of that movie I'm asking?
Huh?
What's the name of that movie I'm asking about?
I don't know. I've never seen that movie.
You don't know the name of the movie and it came up when you Googled Clue or Home Alone, then how would you know what it is?
That was a long time ago. I don't know what you said, but what did you say it was? Something, I think you were talking about, like, whatever that movie is. I don't know, what's that movie, Izzy?
Oh, I have no idea.
She never saw it either.
King something?
No. It's okay. It's just a Halloween trivia. Somebody already got it. Somebody called in earlier and got it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
No, but what about the pumpkin?
I'm not giving that answer yet. We got to have an eligible person.
It's fruit. So whoever calls in is going to need fruit, right?
No. Well, they have a 50-50 chance. You know, it's interesting, though, that...
I'm going to come clean with you. I Googled.
I think we all picked up on that.
I just had to give you a rough time.
He's such a good actor, though. I really do. I've never seen him... Huh?
I don't know who it was. I just wanted to play around with you a little bit.
No, but I'll tell you, I've never seen this movie, but I like him in Home Alone. I like him in Clue. And I can't believe... Oh, I feel so bad. You don't know... You've seen Clue.
It's been a long, long time ago.
You don't know the other person in that movie who you should know?
Who's in it?
Eileen Brennan.
Oh, the toothless cat lady, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think... Well, her cat was toothless. She wasn't toothless.
It was said that she went, 15 feet in the air? She stepped off the sidewalk?
She was hit by a car.
Yeah.
Didn't end her career, though. She kept working.
The woman was hit by a car?
Yeah, Eileen Brennan. She was a very well-known actress. She won a bunch of Emmys and good actress. Was in a lot of good movies.
Yeah.
So Halloween tomorrow, trick or treat. That'll be a lot of fun.
You know, I am not a big Halloween fan. I told you that before. I don't know why. I like Christmas, and that's it.
Well, you always dress like you're going to a funeral. I'm surprised you don't like Halloween more.
What do you mean I'm always dressed like a funeral?
Gray or black. That's what I always see you in, gray or black.
That's my favorite color. Next time we'll be dressed up like a clown.
Well, no, I think maybe you might have a red shirt or an orange shirt or a yellow or green or something.
So, Angie, I guess I should wear a bow tie once in a great while, huh?
Yeah.
Well, sure. Gordon Gee wears bow ties, and Pee Wee Herman wore a bow tie. Bow ties are coming back. People in weddings wear bow ties. People at funerals, butlers, funeral homes. There's a lot of restaurants where people wear bow ties too.
Well, you know why I don't like to dress up.
I'm not talking dress up. I'm just saying, what about a yellow sweatshirt instead of a gray or black, or a yellow T-shirt instead of a gray or black?
Because gray and black fits me good. Yellows and all those other colors, they just don't, they don't get along with me if I want to tell you that, you know what I mean?
A shirt has a fit? A color? A color has a fit?
Huh?
I say that it has a fit?
Yeah.
I didn't know the color had a fit.
No. So, you know how, like, certain colors will stand out better than others? You know, like black kind of makes you look slimmer. Certain colors make you look, you know what I mean? Like orange is not good. I mean, you called me a pumpkin one time when I wore my orange shirt.
I don't think I would be that rude.
And then also, Angie, you know what else he called me? He called me a construction barrel.
Well, but to be honest, if a car would hit you, I think the car would probably lose.
I can't hear Angie. Is she there?
She's here. I don't think she said anything.
No, I can't hear very well.
Oh, you can't hear very well?
No, I forgot to turn the thing up.
Oh, okay. So what would you guys' topics tonight so I can interrupt?
Halloween trivia. That's what we've been doing.
So you need to talk about anything else about Halloween trivia?
I don't know. At the top of the show, we talked about candidates night, just... that it happened last night. We talked about... Well, you were here. What'd you make of it?
It was very interesting, actually. Those people are really nice to talk to. We had a full room. All the staff did a wonderful job. We all, you know... I just had a hiccup because I hit the wrong thing on the network, but we got it up and running, and everything went fine, but... I think everything turned out fine last night.
Sounded good. I heard the repeat of it today with on the website. A lot of people were going to the website to listen, so it sounded good.
Good. Yeah. So the sound was good?
Sound was good. Let's see, what else did we talk about at the top of the show? What else did we talk about? We talked about Kenneth. Oh, we talked about my interview with Blystone, why he wouldn't answer the vaccination question.
Yeah, did he? Yeah, because you think he has it?
I don't know. We talked about that at the top of the show. I don't know. I think, I'm not sure why or why not he's not answering.
Huh. That's interesting.
And I think that was
it. And what else did you guys talk about? Any about any the trips, restaurants, something like that?
No, I think we just talked about the trip to Bell Fountain because that show played last week when we were not here. That was a fun trip. You weren't on that trip, though.
No, I didn't get to go to that trip.
No, that was...
good pizza.
Good pizza. I'm trying to think of what the place was named. Wasn't it something grand, 1,000 grand, or something like that?
You said that she was a TV star, is that right?
She had been in the Pizza Olympics. She'd spoken at the White House. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, did you guys like her?
Well, that's up for debate. I mean, I thought she was okay.
She was fine.
Yeah. Well, I guess so. I guess everybody liked her.
Well, I think you told me, Scott, that you really didn't care for her.
No, I think I'd remember that.
Yeah, you said...
There's a lot of people I don't care for. I don't know that she was one of them.
I thought she was like, because, you know, she was on the phone. You say, hey, listen, well, I'm doing an interview here.
She was on her phone a lot. There's a lot of pictures of that.
You had to snap at her like you did Ted Williams?
I did not like that she was on her phone. But I don't know that I disliked her. I just did not like that action of her being on her phone a lot. But she had kids upstairs, I guess. I don't know if they had a babysitter or not. I don't really know what the ages of her kids were. I don't remember if she said.
Yeah. I mean, obviously she makes good pizza, right?
Yeah, and she was sat there with us for 2 hours. She was there the entire time, so it's not like we had a bad interaction at all. She was just, but I think that's bad in anybody when they're sitting on their phone when you're trying to talk to them.
Yeah.
Especially during the interview.
That's bad etiquette, yeah, when you're doing an interview.
But as a person, she was okay.
But, like I said, if she's a busy woman and she's running a business, then maybe she was really busy, too, so you know what I mean? Sometimes when you're like a CEO and the whole nine yards, sometimes it's just, you know.
It's hard to tell. I really don't know what the situation was there, but I'm glad people enjoyed the show last week.
Yeah, I've never really listened to the whole show, but I saw bits and pieces of it, but I saw some pictures and stuff. The pizza looked really good. I just didn't get to make it to that trip, but... Oh, well, it is what it is, right?
That's right. What else could it be?
I knew he was going to finish that one. Yeah. But, I just wanted to call in and give my opinion. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
That was about it. I think we're just waiting to see if anybody knows the answer to these trivia questions. Give away some boo at the zoo.
Okay.
Well, if anything pops up you're interested in, feel free to call back.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. The trivia question on the table is a pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable? Is a pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable? 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour. A 50-50 chance of getting it right. Is a pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable? Do you know? So far, Sarah in the competition. Put in by Scott earlier. He got the Rocky Horror Picture question right. Let's see if this caller knows the answer. Go ahead, caller.
A pumpkin is a vegetable.
A vegetable. It is not a vegetable.
You gotta be kidding.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, because pumpkin is squash, and squash is a vegetable.
Well, I can't figure out exactly what trait makes it a fruit.
I don't know.
Because go ahead.
I wanted to ask you while I got you on the phone. Do you like pumpkin?
Oh, yeah. I like pumpkin.
Okay. I'm going to make you guys something. I've got a new recipe.
Oh. Why? Yes. Thank you for the Halloween card. I love that card.
That's really cute.
Thank you so much.
I love to send cards.
You know, I admire that because I love that people still do that, and I wish I was better about doing that. But I love
that. Well, I got time on my hands. You don't.
I could make time, though, to send cards. I don't think about it except at Christmas, and that's why we try to do it here at the station every year. And that's one of the most fun things about Christmas is getting everybody's card and displaying them and sending back the cards. I like doing that.
I do, too.
Yeah.
And while I've got you on the line, the peanut butter fudge for your bus tour, do you want some for door prizes, or do you want some to give for trivia on the station?
Oh, sure. Whatever you're willing to do. That is delicious stuff.
Okay.
Well, hey, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Hey,
I'll see you later.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Phyllis, I tell you, now, she is a cook.
Yeah, that's great.
She is a cook's cook. You can't go wrong there. So, yeah, can you believe that, though? I would have said vegetable.
I would have, too. What makes it a fruit?
I don't know. I don't even know what the characteristic of a fruit for a pumpkin would be. So whoever calls in now and just says fruit can have this one, and they'll move on to another one. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Angie. Pastor Craig.
Hey, how you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing good. So you said you didn't know why it's classified as a fruit.
No, I don't.
All right. I will tell you.
All right.
The difference between fruits and vegetables is that anything that develops from a blossom is a fruit, and vegetables do not develop from a blossom.
That makes sense.
Well, that's interesting. Now, isn't there also something that a fruit grows on a tree and a vegetable grows on a vine?
No. Because tomatoes are a fruit. They grow from a blossom. Cucumbers, technically, are a fruit because they grow from a blossom. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a tree or a vine. What it matters is what does it grow from.
You know, I'm glad you called in tonight. I meant to ask you something earlier. I don't know if you heard Pastor Whitaker's show today, but he was talking about how his church over in Prospect is having a trunk or treat tomorrow, and, yeah. You know, he's fine with that people celebrate Halloween, but there are some churches that get a little rough around the edge about Halloween. What do you feel about Halloween?
My personal feeling is that Halloween, you know, I don't participate in Halloween. I'm one of those that's on the far side of it. But I don't have a problem with churches that participate in a trunk or treat if they put some, you know, kind of limitations on it. You know, everybody's welcome, get your treats. And sometimes some people will say, you know, these are the limitations on the costumes that we have, you know, that kind of thing. You know, it's, as you were saying this morning, Halloween was connected to what Catholic holiday? All Saints Eve, All Saints Day, or All Hallows Day. And, you know, it kind of became a secular thing. And so, you know, It's kind of hard to explain, but I, you know, try to separate the religious from the secular, but overall, you know, I don't have a problem if a church is going to do a trunk or treat, because I realize that it's a way to reach the public.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. Like, in the studio here, we decorate somewhat for Halloween. We have a Frankenstein and a Dracula and a witch, but you know, and pumpkins. But the thing of it is I don't think those things, like Frankenstein, for example, I think most of these things, or at least the way we see them today, are rooted in movies. They're not rooted in,
yep,
you know, satanic worship or anything like that. So I think that, honestly, when most kids go out and dress up and things of that nature, I think it's probably more, you know, trying to compare this with Christmas without ruining anybody's life. It's more, you know, the Christmas tree part of the event.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. There are certain aspects of the Halloween that I don't have a problem with. You know, Frankenstein and some of those things. It's when they get into, you know, like if you go to a haunted house and they've got the guys, you know, that are there with the fake chainsaws and they try to scare you and, you know, they've got those kind of things. Yeah, I have a problem with that. But no, I don't have a problem with, you know, Frankenstein or some of those things that, like you say, are more kind of from the movie. Because, you know, 100 years ago, nobody did Frankenstein. Nobody knew Frankenstein. And Frankenstein, you know, doesn't have its roots in evil at all.
No, and I really don't think that when kids go out to get candy, that they're trying to be evil. Which is really the big event here. Now, I will tell you, I do have a funny feeling about Halloween parties. Not so much older or kids' parties, but there is an age group where I think Halloween parties are dangerous. And I think that it's one of those things, kind of like the 4th of July, where they tell people, don't drink and drive. There's an age group in there from like 16 to like 35, that can be a little dangerous.
I would agree with you, because if you've got a Halloween party that's kid friendly, I don't have a problem with that. But I have been to a couple of Halloween parties that were adults only, and you know, they pushed the envelope on everything possible on the costumes and the behavior, and you know, that's not acceptable.
You know, what the I tell you, here's the main problem, and I'm gonna do this without saying it, but everybody's gonna know what I'm saying. At those type of parties, the women, and I hate to say the women, but it tends to be more women than men at these parties. It almost it gives a 25-year-old woman a chance to dress up like dress in a way that's a little more provocative than maybe they would dress in their own life. And I'm not really sure what that has to do with Frankenstein or pumpkins or trick-or-treat or Halloween.
You know, it's funny because I know exactly what you're saying. 30 years ago, I was at a Halloween party with my wife. That was long before I was a pastor. And we were at this Halloween party and for adults, and after about 20 minutes she said, I want to go home. And I said, you not feeling well? What's the problem? She goes, these women are embarrassing me. I want to go home.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with women in their 20s and 30s that they take this holiday, well, it's not a holiday, they take this day and they make it, I don't know if it's the same women who in the summer push the bikini thing.
Yep.
To its extent. It's very interesting. Well, Pastor, I can't thank you enough for calling in, because honestly, we'd have been stumped on that pumpkin thing all night. I can't believe it's a fruit, but I guess that's showbiz.
Just remember, if it comes from a blossom, it's a fruit. Everything else is a vegetable.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right.
Bye-bye. Listen to the pastor's show on Sunday morning, by the way, 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m. It'll be on Halloween this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sunday's Halloween. It's all screwed up because tomorrow's trick-or-treat. It's very confusing. And I imagine all the parties will be tomorrow night because people work on Monday. All right, who's going to call in and tell us that if a pumpkin's a fruit or a vegetable? You know what it is now. But we want to get somebody in here before the break. 740-383-9944. Is a pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable? A pumpkin And then we'll come back and maybe have a little kerfluffle in hour number two and maybe find some other trivia questions here in the holiday spirit. Is anybody going to call in? People rushing to their phones right now. I can feel it. I don't know what type of delay we're operating on tonight. Seems like a little bit of a delay. You never know. 740-383-9944. Is a pumpkin a fruit or a vegetable?
You know, I can tell you why Joe Blystone doesn't want to answer that question.
Oh, go ahead. Do tell.
Because he spoke to the media, and he says, I will not answer any personal health information. Health status is private. I refuse to live in Nazi Germany. I will not show papers. I'm a proud United States patriot. That's his...
Now, is that
response.
Because of what I did to him the other night?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, at least I got Joe's attention, I guess, the other night. Go ahead, caller.
I'm not sure, but I think it's a fruit.
You know, I think you might be right. Do you know why it's a fruit, though? Impress me.
The doctor said it grows from a blossom.
You got it. Who are we putting in? Sarah again? I don't think she's listening.
Put Sarah in again. She deserves to win.
Hey, there you go. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, Sarah in again. Is that... I mean, we'll talk more about this because we're running out of time in hour number one here. But is that about your health?
Personal health information.
Is it? I mean, I don't know if you got the shot. Like, for example, let's say you have a bruise because you got hit with a soccer ball. If I say, did you get hit with a soccer ball...
You could say, no,
yes or
that's,
no,
that's my personal health information.
You could?
And you don't need to know
okay,
it.
Okay, there you go. I'm learning this as we run for governor. Back in 10 minutes.
GH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.